بتهدي اي وير ان ميدل اوف بيج وير ميدل اوف 160 بتهدي اي اي اه ذاتس ذا وان اي واز لوكينج فور وير واز ات بتهدي اي شعبا بيشا كبر بخماكن even though the glory of Hashem we're on page 5, 5, 14 even though the glory of Hashem exists everywhere omna mezgal b'mokom echad yoyz b'mokom acher. It's not that God actually exists more chas v'sholom in one place than the other. Hashem exists equally everywhere, obviously. What is the case is that Hashem's kavod is mizgala more, it's manifest stronger in one place. And it's the place people go to cling to Hashem. For who in the Shikhna Sidrashu? Go find me there. Ubasa Shama. Uksiv Yeroa Kozuchas Pena Doin Hashem Loke Yisrael. The Kama Sidarim Umarochis, Yitzarchulin in Zebadroga Rabba, Chiagili Davik Bitushas Zaisvarach. And there's many steps to become Davik to Hashem. Well, in Ze, Oimir called Tavnis Amishkan Vavikdosh. And that's the concept and the mushal of the layers of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it the first Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim that they're sent to, there's 10 Kedushas? Why did Hashem make it that way? You go into Yerushalayim as one Kedusha. You go into the Har HaBayis as another Kedusha. You go into the Chayil as another one, to the Azara, into the Ezes Noshim, to the Azar Ezes Yisrael, into the Azara, into the Heichal. Why? Because it's a remez for Avodas Hashem and Dveikus in Hashem. You can't come from the outside world and go be davak in Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It doesn't work like that. The process of Dveikus is a process. And therefore, it's the remez to that is by the way you come into the Beis HaMikdash step by step. U'makim lifnim mimakim. There's a level within a level. Ad lifnai v'lifnim shesham ha'kavod shayret lidarish v'limotzi l'mavakshon lidavik boy. So basically, it seems to me what he's trying to say over here is that it's not that it's Hashem's Shechina is more present there than other places. That would be kfira, possibly, to say that, because Hashem's Shechina exists everywhere equally. So what does it mean? It means it's easier for us to be davuk in Hashem in each place. But since it's about our dveikus, it has to be by droga.
Droga?
It has to be by love. Yeah. It can't be that you go in straight to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If the pshat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, this is the place that God is more present, so fine. So why do you need so many levels? He's not present outside. He is present inside. But since it's not about that, but rather, it's about our ability to connect to those levels. Therefore, it has to be Bahadraga. Very nice concept. And by the way, once you get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not done. You're not done. Because from there, you can connect to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim down here. What's this last piece? It's that when we mishabeach Hashem, that strengthens His Shechina in the world. Now, so Hashem made a place in this world. Not again, not so much that he's more present there, but rather he made a place in this world that becomes easier for us to become davuk to him. That's the idea. And therefore, he's learning that that's the concept of the Beis HaMikdash and the concept of level by level, we enter into one place into the next as we continue growing in our levels of dvekas. Va'omnom, however, iluya yishar hakavod nase b'koyach kol hanimtzois kulam l'mineihem. The Hashem's kavod in the world becomes stronger the more we praise Him, because that means it's not that it means our praise, but that means that it's more apparent His manifestation in the world because people are recognizing Him now. So the more that the people are praising Hashem, the more it strengthens His kavod in the world. So we are actually contributing to strengthening His kavod in the world.
By doing what?
By praising Him.
By praising.
Meaning by recognizing His glory in the world. And he says every part of the Bria, kol echad lefi ha'pe'ula miyuchedes lo, has a place to praise Hashem, which is probably the Pshat Perek Shira. The concept of Perek Shira is that every creature in the world praises Hashem a certain way. So apparently, the Kohen, when he brought the Karban Tamid is the Karban, which is the ongoing Karban, right? It's not for any specific thing happening, and it's not for anybody specific. So he's saying that the Karban Tamid was the statement of the Kohen bringing everyone together in their job to praise Hashem in the world and to be marbe the kavod Hashem on behalf of everybody, and that in turn strengthens his shechina in the world. That's why the first thing, which was the beginning of the Churban,
But
was when it was batal the tamid. The bittul of the Karban Tamid allows now. It's the beginning of the shechina stepping away. So the Kohen is working on behalf of everybody in order to bring out this Nekuda. A Kohen must have a tremendous amount of knowledge and das in order to be mechavin to connect all the Nivroim, everyone in this world, to Hashem. And they have to understand what's needed to create that connection. And they have to think about every creature that's part of this karban on their level, the way they can express their connection with Hashem. Shem Sistri HaAvoida, and this is the depths of the Avoida. Ubizrikas Adam, when you're throwing up the blood, Uvaktaris Ktaris, Kulam Asurim Lestar, Mamukim Lashlomas, Kulam Zombie Dalkam Babari Sbar Shmoy, Ubirz Adam Mark of Alas Moid, Ach Ein Kan Mekoymoy. It's very deep, and I'm not going to elaborate any further. So, he's saying that the place that Klal Yisrael could connect, how appropriate is it to learn this as we approach on the eve of Shavuos Tammuz, as we approach the days of the beginning of our national mourning period over the Churban HaBayis, to understand a little bit what having Beis HaMikdash means. Meaning, we always understood that we have tzar for Hashem, because the Beis HaMikdash is like Hashem's house. So since the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's house, so he lost his house, so we're sad for Hashem. Let's take a different mashal. My house? I don't need a house. I'm everywhere anyway. It's not the point. The point is not that I had a house. The point is that you had a place to find me. That's the point. The mashal is, right, the idea was more about that you have, that you, Klal Yisrael, had a place to find me in the Beis HaMikdash. You needed to find me, you knew where to find me. Now you don't know where to find me. I'm fine. I have a house wherever I'm going. It's okay. But now you don't know where to find me anymore. Now, what was going on over there? What was going on over there was that through the Karban Talmid, the daily Karban, the Kohen had the ability to somehow strengthen everybody's connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the way that that person needed to, because everyone has their unique opportunity in how they are Mishabeach Hashem. What's the idea in general? To connect the world above with the world below. Okay. Tzaddikim have their own job to do. Basically, that they have to prepare themselves in the world to be able to receive the Ashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we spoke earlier. Okay. He told us, anything missing in the world is missing due to the fact that Hashem is hiding from us in the world. The Because when his yichud is shoylet, when yichud Hashem is apparent, yichud Hashem means his complete control over the world. So then everything is complete, everything's shalom. We'll have our kol moyne Hashem mavdil, and there's nothing separating us. It's only our averus which are mavdil. Okay? So basically, what are we trying to do? We're trying to, through our mitzvahs, bring out more and more the yichud Hashem in the Bria. The yichud Hashem means the connection between this world. Yichud Hashem means that Hashem is one. He's not hidden from the world. There's nothing that exists outside of him. And that's what we're trying to bring together in the Avodah. Have a sitter. Have a sitter. Oh, yeah, that's a good sitter, I guess. So, for example, there's when what?
Right, it's in turn on Kaidish.
Yeah, I'm not sure where's the shachar start when Marv, so there's a before you do any variety of mitzvahs, okay? So before you do any variety of mitzvahs, there's something called that you say L'shem Yichud. So the way the L'shem Yichud goes is L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu.
Yachid shame.
Ushchinte b'tchilu rochim uliach the shame yud hey bevav hey. So we don't say the Lashem Yichud, right? But what is the Lashem Yichud saying? That we're doing this mitzvah for the purpose of yichud.
You say for some things.
Okay.
Just for one.
We'll bring out the yichud of Hashem. We love it.
What already said. The fish
It's
runs in the
several
every
places.
placard. In every placard, the shame.
So you say the Shem Yichud is that I'm doing this mitzvah for the purpose of bringing out the Yichud Hashem in the world, which is the whole Ramchal, the whole Sefer Das Tunis. What's the Yichud Hashem? It's Liachid Kutcha Brichu Ushchinte. I want to be Miachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Muvdal from this world, Tusha is Muvdal, with his Shechina, which is the presence in this world. But the presence of the world is hidden. So I want to bring Hashem's re true glory into the presence in this world through my mitzvahs. Liach the shame yudhei, to bring the part of Hashem which is the yudhei. With the vavhei.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, which means then that that when the world is not present, the name of Hashem is not clear because the Yud Hey is separated from the Vav Hey. Ki Yod Al Kes Kol Melcham Hashem Amalek. When Amalek comes, then all that's left of Hashem's name that's present in the world is the
Good
Yud
head.
Hey part, but the Vav Hey part is not present anymore. It's the hidden part, and we want to bring that out again through our mitzvah. So he's the Lashem Yuchad is really a summation of this whole paragraph that he's saying here. Okay.
Tzir
We,
v'ayin and
yeah.
tamim is gan zum lahapa. Then.
Vine, the yois atzadikim, oiv
Okay.
dem havoid az
Makes no
asis,
sense
oir
to
ha
say.
yichon elgen in b'nei sosma.
No, too much of it. You don't have to understand. You can say that.
Vigalak tzaz gilui mimenu kfi hachonas ha-avoidahi, at she nois of tikkun v'abriya kula, ke'erich ha-avoidah ha-hi, that the tikkun ha-she'in lucha avoidah she'in was moisefes tikkun ba'olam, mitzad gilui mi yichudah yizbar, everything we do brings more yichud Hashem into the world, shu ha-mavri ma'ashem mafri, because you're taking away the hefri, the thing which stops and blocks the connection between the Nebrom and the Boyeri, u'madbek ha-Nebrom al-Kobar al-Yoyim, v'izdabik mitzirus ha-tachtoinim, Im kedushas yizbar b'chol adrachim shesi der liyos matzim kedushas aleim hei mei mini hashpois shem kol mini abrachas shem yizbar mavarech nimtzav that all the brachas Hashem can give us is get strengthened through our performance of mitzvahs.
Kind of
Did you ever know what a kohen is?
yeah.
Get ready, man.